Hi, my name is Clint Beachwood. This is a Day at the Beach podcast number 106. I'm going to start the show off with a song by Santos Morcegos. I did the same thing on podcast 105. I guess I like these guys. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy. That's Los Coronas right here on A Day at the Beach with a song called Babylon's Surfin'. Comes from the vivid sounds of Los Coronas. I believe that's kind of a greatest hits kind of thing put out by Los Coronas from Spain. Before that, we started the show off with a band called Santos Morcegos. The CD and song both are called Rayos y Centolas. And the best I can find out is that means rays and crabs. And it's the title track from the album. I start every podcast off with a song that I really, really like. I mean, it's right up there at the top of my liking list. This band, Santos Morcegos, I just recently have found out about them. They sent me an album and a couple 45s, and I got one other download from them, and man, I really like their music. They do a lot of covers, a lot of a spaghetti western kind of a thing. It's a very fresh, refreshing, what am I trying to say, unique kind of sound as far as surf music goes, and I kind of like it, so there you go. There's another taste of them. Again, Rayos y Centolas from Santos Morcegos out of Spain. And now up next is a band from British Columbia, Canada, called The Modelos. Self-titled CD. I believe this was their first one. This song is called Dirty Bird. We'll be right back. That's Speedball Jr. with a song called Pilgrimage. Comes from their album Trouble in Paradise. That's Treble, not Trouble. Trouble in Paradise. Before that, the Modellos did Dirty Bird from a self-titled CD from, I think, Vancouver, British Columbia. One thing I wanted to mention, that Santos Mosego song, the very beginning, it has that false ending where it fades out to nothing. Well, the gap between where the song falsely ends and starts up again is literally 20 seconds long. I edited it down to about 2 seconds, I guess it'll be. And so I just want to let you know that it really is a long false ending until it really picks up again. Fun to listen to, probably not fun for a podcast. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Up next is Mono Kini. The song is called Torpedo Run. This is The Day at the Beach, number 106. We just heard Man or Astro Man doing Don't Think What, Jack, from their album Made from Technetium. Before that, a band from Mexico called Viernes de Hongos heard a song called Mar de Caca from the album Puedos o No Puedos. And before that, from Russia, the Messerchubs did Zamboanga from their Church of Reverb CD. Came out probably last year, maybe a year before. And Surfer Joe before that with Mozapel Twist, live in Brighton, 2014, is a collection of songs. And he, of course, is from Italy. Let's see. Up next is a band called The Lava Rats. They put out a collection of songs early on called Rats Live on No Evil Star, which if you can read that exactly the same forwards and backwards. If you take that phrase and spell it just in reverse, it spells out the exact same phrase. There's a name for that, and I don't know what it is. So if you know, let me know, okay? Or you can put a message on my Facebook page for A Day at the Beach, where I post my playlist every single time. And you're always welcome to leave a comment there, or just email me, or whatever you want to do, you know? The Lava Rats from the San Francisco Bay Area were a lot of fun. They came down Southern California quite a bit. They established quite a rapport with the local surf bands and kind of established this Northern California, Southern California rivalry thing. It was really a lot of fun, and they did a lot of good for that that feud, I guess, between the North and South California. Anyway, thought I'd play a song here by them called Heat Lightning. Again, these are the Lava Rats. Bill Bergstrom on lead guitar, Keenan O'Brien, and Taylor Still on drums. These are the Lava Rats. We'll be right back. Those are the Twang-O-Matics. They come from Norway. And we just heard Fez Inferno comes from their CD, Fretboard Mojo. Before that, Durango 14. And I don't know if you envision this as you're listening to the song, but the name of the tune is Truck Full of Chickens. That comes from their collection of songs called Volume 2, put out just after Volume 1, by the way. Jimmy Strings before that was Surfer Promise. That comes from his, or actually there, I'm pretty sure it's the Jimmy Strings Band, and it's Instro Hits was the name of that album that came off of. And the Lava Rats before that with Heat Lightning. I don't know if you guys go to shows and, you know, surf shows, and there's always a guy or two that set up their own little recording equipment, and they put the mics on each side of the stage, and they have a little digital recorder that they record on. Well, the guy by the name of Mike sent me several albums that he recorded, shows, you know, live shows that he recorded, burned a CD for me. And this is, I'm going to take one of those songs from one of those shows just to give you a feel of what it's like when you see those guys recording the shows. And this is a good example, I guess, of what that sounds like. It's an ambient sound, obviously, not real high production. And this is the Insect Surfers from a show called Westchester Wipeout, recorded at the Westchester Sports Grill in Westchester, California, August 16th, 2003. This is The Black Sea by the Insect Surfers. I thought I'd play this kind of for the fun of it, you know? Anyway, yeah. It's A Day at the Beach, number 106.
On guitar tonight, Mr. Dan Valenti.
Yes!
On drums, we have Mr. Jim Sherba. My name is Insect Surfer A. And we got on bass, Mr. Mark Boardwalker Heschler.
Alvin?
That was a band called Los High Tops, more or less a rockabilly band, really. They do a few instrumentals on a CD they put out called Texas Radio. We just heard Betsy Stroll. Before that, the Mighty Surf Lords from Reno, Nevada did Sunset on Maui. That comes from their Into the Surf CD of a few years ago. Before that, the Langhorns doing Tierra del Fuego. That comes from a self-titled album called... Self-titled, called Langhorns. And the Insect Surfers before that, a live rendition of The Black Sea, recorded back in 2003. And it didn't sound too bad, I thought. I thought it sounded, you know, for a home recording at a club, two microphones set up, because it wasn't stereo. I thought it sounded pretty good. Insect Surfers have been around quite a while, and that was Black Sea. I'm going to wrap things up with a band called Electro Humedos. Mellow, nice, smooth song here called Cuba Memories. And until then, I'll be back with Podcast 107 sometime in about a month, I guess. Thanks so much for listening again. Feel free to contact my Facebook page if you want to leave a message or comment on the playlist. And also on Surf Guitar 101. I leave it there, too. So thanks so much for listening once again. My name is Clint Beachwood. This has been A Day at the Beach podcast number 107. This is Electro Humedos. ¶¶